Ranch Caretaker Report, we have Paul and Nancy.
Well, I'm glad to see Dale brought his projector in to show you some pictures of the progress on the ranch. There's been a lot of things going on as far as plowing and seeding. It's looking nice. It could look a little better if I can ever get my Kubota running, but...
They came out.
Yeah, I had it fixed. I was brush hogging. Mm-hmm. And it died, and it won't start. So I have a mechanic coming back out. He was supposed to be out yesterday, but he said he'll come back out on Monday. Probably a fuel filter or a fuel pump. I changed a fuel filter. That wasn't it. I tried doing... Diesel engines are a little different.
They're simpler.
But between all the dirt work and the plowing that's going on, things are kind of taking shape. And I'm sure he'll...
There's photographs.
He'll go over...
Four copies, but photographs.
I brought my little camera. These pictures are a little better than my little camera. So thanks to these guys. Ranch headquarters, you heard that we had the septic tank pump. It was bad. It was blocked up about a foot outside of the pipe, so we had to have the new leach line put in 30 feet longer and in a different direction than the original.
Okay. Now, on that leach line, are there things like trees that maybe in the future that we may need to take care of?
There are suckers from the other bigger trees, even the big.
Right.
They're 20, 30 feet tall.
Learning, should we eliminate some of those?
I don't know if cutting them down is really going to do anything.
I'm just, you know, the root problem. You got to take them out. You got to grind the stump. You got to kill them.
Well, the number one thing is you've got to consistently, and I guarantee we haven't for the last 10 years, flush root
killer
down the toilet.
Right. Well, we're doing a rinse.
Okay.
Kind of deal.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the same.
Yeah, there's tablets or little packets that you flush like once a month, but it will kill the roots because it's those little feeder roots that get into the leach line and clog it up. So you're always going to have trees and you want them, but you don't want them directly just sucking right off the pipe and getting in and clogging it. So if you flush those tablets,
nutrient source.
We should.
Where are they? Where do you get them? I've never
any of the hardware stores or anything, I think, would have them. I mean, look into them. But if you check even at one of the hardware stores and ask them for septic system.
Root killer.
Who did the septic system?
Rick Willis.
Okay, Rick.
Should know.
Some of the guys that come out and pump.
Definitely Sandy Johnson or
I don't know exactly who's.
That's who he is.
Sandy has a lot out at Deer Springs.
Yeah.
Remember. And so he would know.
But you can mail order it, or I'm sure that Lumber Plus or something would probably have them.
You get them on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Working on the solar shed.
That's something that we really should put in a little bit. I don't think they're that expensive. I mean, that should be done in every cabin, at least during the summer months and stuff. A lot of those are just native trees that aren't the wet water trees like cottonwoods or whatever. But
it isn't Red X. Red X is only for biodegradable, so that doesn't help. It has to be just especially for roots.
But it does roots, but it also does some of the, it gives it some of the enzymes that helps break down the
right, and the Red X, the Red X isn't really doing that for you, but they do have stuff for that.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I didn't know they made such a product.
I didn't either.
That's why we meet, right?
That's right. That's right. If we're better in a...
Don't want you to know that there's such a product. No, we had, because at our last house, that we had to have them come in and clear the line like every year because of the roots. And they never told us there was anything.
Every year, almost.
Well, the problem is, when you put in, if you do it, it definitely helps. If you don't do it for 10 years and so the roots and trees develop that direction, then it's an uphill battle.
Well, it won't be now, though, because we just had it done. So
well, and they took it a different direction.
Yeah, that's right. Bring it up now.
It kind of goes this way.
Yeah.
So it's maybe a little better location. I was talking about the solar shed. I built that box for the
batteries.
For the batteries. And I ran into a guy who was working with Rick Nielsen. He's out of Page, and he given me some pointers on the batteries. And I'm going to talk with Vance when he comes out in a couple weeks. You know, the batteries being an inch apart from each other. Just certain things. There's a chemical that you pour in each cell to maintain the batteries. There's certain things like that. So I'm just wondering if...
I don't know about that. Just find out and get some information, what you can on that, too.
That's what I've been talking about, working the system. There's a lot to do.
I've spent hours out in that solar shed going through. That's another thing I've been doing is working with the generator, trying to get the generator to sync with the inverter and the batteries, and charging the batteries.
Have you got that worked out yet?
No. I'm trying. I've adjusted things. And
who do you need to call? Who do you need? Who?
I need to talk to that guy right that's in that black box
Vance.
Right there.
And we
help
need you.
Vance.
Been cleaning up the weeds. Actually, I had the kids cleaning up the weeds, trying to get the. Like Dale says, he wants to see the ground. I'd like to see the ground too. There's a lot of weeds out there.
Yeah.
But it's starting to look good. As far as cabins go. Brent assisted me in winterizing the cabins. I winterized the cabins. He helped me winterize the tanks. We kind of worked together, and he showed me how to blow them out. I kind of have a little thing that I wrote down so that...
You got pictures of all this, too?
Winterizing.
So we can put a manual together. You only do it once a year, and then next year you think, how did I do that again?
Right. Well, I wrote it all down.
All right. It's something that you know, I don't know, if it helps, you know, location or something like that, I mean, you know, that's why you got the camera to take pictures so you can put together a manual.
Right.
You know.
Good idea.
Okay.
Spring time. There you
go. Good.
Okay. Those upper tanks been emptied. Nancy has spent some time taking a list of cabin needs as far as curtains, pots and pans, silverware, plates, you know, the whole gamut on each cabin. Screens down in the lower cabins have been replaced or repaired. We had a
donation. Sorry, the what?
Screens.
The screens that were needed to.
Window screens.
Did you have to buy them?
No.
No.
You just repair them.
You build them out. They sell a kit. Build them. Ones that are missing the frames.
We had a donation from Dale Clarkson, and I think he got them. I don't know where he got them, but he had some queen-size mattress pads that showed up, which is really needed from some of
the fitted ones.
Right. Oh, excellent.
That we needed
excellent.
To get anyway.
Right. That was on for next year, right. Thank you. Thanks, Dale.
We've been gathering and cutting footing wood for the cabins and for our house for the wintertime. That was kind of a big chore. Yeah. Cabin 4, the septic tank was repaired, and it's kind of the same deal with that septic tank. The leach line was going right into trees, and so Rick Willis did trench it.
Did reroute it
in a different direction.
Okay, and then like I said, we keep up with that maintenance.
Right.
We put those tablets.
Well, I agree. Every cabin, I think, we should do it with every cabin because there's three
septic
tanks.
I've gotten a bill from Rick yet.
Oh, okay. Back up a second. Cutting wood.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, part of our fire protection is to limb and trim from around the cabins.
Right.
And that's a great source for wood
for the cabins.
For the cabins.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
So
when you take a day out of each week or whatever you do to limb and trim for fire protection,
right.
You know, stack that wood so it can season and be ready for next year. Okay, so.
This is where our wood chipper would come in pretty handy, too.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's going to be not today.
Okay.
Not today.
You got to pay Rick Willis first.
We're in the process of looking at remodeling cabin 4. I've talked with John about that a lot. As far as some of the work on the outside, I've found that drain line around the cabin, there's going to be a little more dirt work involved in that. If we put a drain line in, the way the slope is from the driveway to the cabin.
Yeah. No, we're going to have to. We're going to have no. Yeah, you're right. We're gonna we have to excavate from back there and put a retaining wall, rock wall. Just doesn't have to be much, 2 feet, less than that even. I know how that slope goes there, but you definitely want to excavate from around the cabin and put a small retaining wall to terrace that, and then you can.
Right.
That's part of that plan. But I got your cabin floor stuff here.
Okay.
Sent me.
The water tank. I know this is on the list to talk about later. In the old business, I have been in contact with Greg Burke, and he's licensed and contracted in Las Vegas to do that kind of work. He had given me an estimate, and I called him yesterday, and he was supposed to email me something, and he never showed up. So I have an estimate here. He's saying anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000. He doesn't want to use sand to sandblast it. He wants to use beads.
Mm-hmm.
It's cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
The tank's more porous. And he wants to do inside and out. The outside of the tank is almost as important as the inside of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Color, texture, just the way the UV rays hits the tank is kind of a... So I have... I'm hoping here in the next day or so I'll have a list of things that I can email you guys on products that he has that he can get good discounts on and...
So what are you asking?
Well, we have a...
I'm just saying I have an estimate here. Maybe we can look at getting another estimate from somebody else.
But he's donating his time.
He is donating.
He's not charging for his time. He's only charging for...
The material? Okay. Well, we know that the materials... Well, we got to make sure that we have... We have purchased some materials already, but it's not enough.
I told him about that material, and he said that's the wrong kind of material for that application.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't know. Well, we had quite a few people researched it.
I'm just saying what he said.
I don't know. So.
If somebody else could.
We need that. Well, that's why we need more than one bid.
Right.
That's right.
If we can find someone else, but that still doesn't sound out of reason.
Well, he has the equipment.
Yeah.
He has. I mean.
The expertise. He's licensed.
Certified. That's what he does.
Right.
And it's going to be 2 weeks. The tank's going to be down for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Temperature has to be around 60 degrees.
Which takes us in the spring.
So we're looking at spring.
Right. Okay.
Next issue is the cattle. Most of Brent's cows are gone. I think there's a handful that are kind of lingering around down there. This is...
We're lingering around where?
Ranch headquarters.
They
came in yesterday and then they left.
But they're gone this morning.
They hang around for a little bit and they leave. I don't know how many more.
Who's their Brent's or their ours?
Brent Robinson's. And our cows are at ranch headquarters right now. 15 cows, one bull, and 12 calves. I'm talking with Dale about weighing the cows. The scale that we have down there needs a little bit of work. I don't know anything about that scale. I've been in contact with Al Ski, and he says in the past they've taken the cows down to Sean Crosby's. He has a setup down there where they unload them, weigh them, load them back up. I know you're going to talk about it a little more, right?
So, I didn't get the number on cows.
Well,
so did Brent get a lot out this week?
Oh, he got
12 cows.
Okay, it was
Monday we
got that.
12 calves.
Yeah.
But I think we had 13. I think in the spring we had 13 calves.
We did lose one.
And I think we had 16 calves and a bull. Because I never saw the bull until later.
We have, or we should have all of our cows, or outside of the calves, they should have been all tagged. And we counted them all earlier this year.
Calves?
No, the cows.
Oh, cows. Okay.
Well,
and we have a list of all the cows and their numbers.
That's what
counting.
We have that list.
Linda.
Barbara.
Okay.
I need to know the age.
And she would be a good person to talk about that. She would know.
Does she still have a lot of ranch records?
I don't think she has a lot of ranch records.
Does she have the livestock records?
But she may know where they are. We should have all of our records. I understand what you're saying, Dale. You know, we're working on trying to accumulate all of our records, get in one central location, make copies. I haven't done it yet, but well taken, thanks, Dale. We will find out. Because I know she had them, let me just say that, earlier in the year, when we were looking at the cattle, she had a list of tags and what cows they were, ours. She had that record. I didn't have it.
I wonder if there's 21 heads or 28 heads.
Right.
Right.
That's what the record I saw, that there's 31.
We lost two in the winter last year.
There were two or three.
Yeah, there was
two died.
Well, these are, this year's number's 31. Are there still some out?
Well, if we're talking,
has anybody ridden Slide Canyon or
right?
Different
areas? Oh, that's a good point.
And a bull. You were saying you thought there were 16 cows and 13 calves in a bull, then we're getting more. But that you can't count cows on what comes home in the fall. I mean, we got to count records and be in that position. You think something died, and then you find it 2 years later. I mean, it's a big area up there.
Yeah. Well, as far as selling these cattle or having Alex E. take them, I don't want to be alone on this thing. I'd like to be with somebody else on this. I've already talked to Alan about getting a brand inspector down there. Is that kind of the route that you go?
Okay. Or have him meet at the corral when
you weigh him or whatever at the corral.
In a trailer or a truck and brings him down, have the brand inspector be there and inspect him and weigh him and check the brand. And
I mean, these are your guys' cows. I mean, I don't want to.
I can depend on when it is. I mean, I can meet and drive out there and verify what's there or whatever.
I'm going to be out of the area
for
10 days.
Ben, would you do that?
Well, do you know when we're talking?
I talked with Alan Steed. He's kind of excited about doing it. He's up in Logan doing some dirt work for his company. I don't know exactly.
I'll let me know. You're out longer than I am, but I'm out till next Thursday. I'm leaving tomorrow.
I don't think it would happen
before then.
Okay. Well, if not, we can get somebody, a member, if there's not a member of the board or something that is comfortable in dealing with cows. But I think that the important thing is, I mean, I'm glad we're finally at this meeting, but I want to push us along in these decisions where we don't meet month after month and talk about the same thing. And so when we set some deadlines that we're going to have our cows and Brent's cows off November 1st, and here we are November 15th, and we're still feeding hay, probably, or something. I guess ours there at the ranch house.
We just started feeding them this week, though. They
came
down this week.
Yeah, and that's where we went out, and then we met with Brent, because he still had a lot on the Forest Service. And there was some a couple miles into the forest on Monday. And so we've got to manage that. And, again, I think that's what we're doing.
That's what we're trying to
get ahead of these. And then we can watch for any fresh cow tracks anywhere.
Right.
I have a question.
The gates are kept open so they can drift out.
Yeah.
The gates are
open. And Brent's too.
They are now.
If we are leasing the grazing to Brent and Brent has his cows out there and his cows go up onto the forest, are we liable?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We own the permit. They're our private ground or off of our BLM allotment. We will still, it will still, damage our relation. This is what we've been in before.
Yeah.
And the reason we were on the forest was looking at some of these waterways and stuff that, we were in this
10 years ago. When you call Forest
Service and ask them to try to cooperate on things, they have kind of bad taste in their mouth if
they've been fighting cows on their property. And so,
we've got to be sensitive to that. And
how would they be getting up there?
One thing is that one other thing for Paul and for Brent, but I went up, we talked at the last meeting that because the DSR gate was locked, I had heard locally people had cut the fence and driving around. I went up a week later and took pictures of the thing, and I was up there Monday, and the hole's still on the fence. And I talked about that.
I put it up. I go back up. It's down.
I think some of those areas, the only way to stop it is to drive T-posts every 3 feet through the middle of it and barricade it until we can kind of get ahead of this.
We've got a big ponderosa log we can drag across it or something. Is there anything left up there from that ponderosa?
Uh-huh.
I can find a ponderosa.
No.
I mean one of the ones that you fell or something.
Well, I don't know how much of that. I mean, that's where we're getting the disconnect between some of these issues, and we can committee it to death in here, or we got to take care on the ground. And I only saw Paul briefly up there to look at, but and that's part of our whole access and the use of the people going through the ranch. We've got to find a workable way to do it. But
As far as the cows go, I know you were interested in a calf. Brett Fulmer, Rod Johnson, and then ourselves. As far as the sale, wait until we weigh them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you find anything about the price?
Not yet. There's a post.
There's nothing posted on the internet or anything?
Yeah, the internet. If you look at the livestock auction in
Salina.
Well, that's usually, I know they have a website, and they post a bull rate and a yearling calf rate and an older cow rate.
The biggest thing is finding out how much these heifers weigh or how much these older cows weigh. I mean, how old they are. Matter, sorry.
What does that matter? Oh, that's just weight. If they're an old cow, they're an old cow.
They're tough.
They're not hamburger.
Well, they're going to go for the old cow rate. That's my point. They're not going to go for the calf rate.
Well, but they're still the calf rate and an old cow rate, and they're still a producing heifer cat. You know, heifer rate that still has some years to produce.
50 cents,
some of these,
40 cents.
Some of these may be on their production years or right to the end.
Might just be hamburger.
No. Yeah, but it might be not be that much different. So.
Well, 10 cents times 500 pounds or.
Well, we need to get the weight.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And then
go from there.
We got from Sean.
And then we'll get the age from him, but we'll have to contact Barbara.
Yeah.
See if she's got that paperwork.
Robert Houston. Robert and
okay. Let's get back on track, Paul.
Yes.
All right, then. We need to get this meeting going here.
Okay. As far as our family, these first report card, his GPA was 3.57.
All right.
He's pretty excited. He loves school. And I wrote down here cure for balding, but cure for balding. Anybody have a cure for balding?
Failure.
Wear a hat.
Wear a hat.
That's about all I have, really.
Nancy?
It took, I was supposed to be my part of the report.
Oh, okay.
We're doing our homeschooling. My son went back to Reno. We butchered our first goat. I had to stick it in bags and freeze it. We harvested what's left of our carrots and onions. And
we'd like to have a bigger garden next year.
Still loving it here and loving the membership, too.
Yeah. Any questions for the Paul and Nancy?
As far as long-winded, I was kind of, you have to forgive me for the past couple of meetings. Have been real short. Just, the ranch is doing good. We're moving forward. That's the biggest thing.
Okay, I think I have a question on the cap, the sale of them. I know originally talked and heard that they were going to Alan Steed. Is he planning on buying them or trading them? Or
we're going to trade for work, and there's always an amount of work in that. What we're going to do there is we're going to identify the projects that we need him to work on. And we'll know what account that he has that he can work on as far as working that out. There are a number of projects that we can, have his equipment used and as on the ranch. But it's going to be, the board will determine what projects and how it's going to, when it's going to be done and so forth.
I was just curious. I had heard something on that earlier, mm-hmm. And I didn't know where.
Well, the reason we thought that, I think that, and I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not, we're aboard.
He just invited and said that he would take them, or we were welcome to ship them to the auction or whatever, but then we've got Halloween costs.
That's my
sure. He'll come and pick them up. It was kind of, we're not talking enough cows and a big enough deal. The convenience is as important as.
Well, and we're definitely going to have work done.
Yeah. There's rock to be hauled, there's culverts to be put in.
He did it last year.
Work. Yeah.
But the individual members who are wanting cows need to be there and pick them up. Whenever they're sorted,
and that's where
whatever, and gotten off the ranch.
If it were up to me, other than you that's there for shunning them, if he will haul all of them to that corral and weigh them, and he can take his, and the others are standing in the corral, and somebody needs to get them within a day, or they'll be...
I need to say, okay, this is when we're going to do this
right.
date.
Right. And I think that you know the couple that, have, you know, were
Oh, you didn't
were
come good.
You know the couple of people that were interested and stuff that you can, you know, we can call and let them know a couple of, that week, at least give a little bit of notice.
Along those lines, I have people call and want to know when we're going to be branding and doing different things like that because they want to come out and help and be a part of that.
We've got other projects for them to work on.
I know.
We will. When we rebuild this, we'll have it scheduled.
There's no point in having cows unless we have some financial gain off of it and,
right.
and the activity and the
infrastructure
the enjoyment at the ranch, and we haven't done that.
Right.
And unless we make some drastic changes that some people may not want to make, I'm not sure that we will. You know, if it's just kind of, we all bump into cows, we don't know where they're supposed to be, we really don't know whose they are, you ask Brent, and he doesn't really know, and maybe he's going to go get something. There's been nothing like the old dry... You know, the fall roundups
yes,
and the rounding that
yes.
we used to do. And
that's
I think that's the value
we're
we need to get the infrastructure, you know, back up, and we need to have a good plan. And that's what we're doing now is we're just getting back to the basics, and then once we can grow the programs, then we'll do that. But until we can do that.
And I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know what the membership, what I hear feedback through the membership. I think they've heard, too, that they like having cows on the ranch.
Everybody that comes in when they find
we can we can get a branding iron or brand a piece of wood or something, and they can take it home, write their name on it.
That's not a bad idea.
Deer Shrink's Ranch brand. Just don't get in the way of the hot irons.
A lot of people say, I bought into a ranch that was supposed to have cattle on it. I want to see the cows when I come here.
Well, I think
it's
we'll
a
rally over
it's
for
a
the, for the
Okay.
I'm
just telling you what we've heard. No,
yes,
I'm
sorry.
We have a comment back there.
I'm sorry. Yes, Sunshine?
If individual members want to house their cow there and pay for that cow's feed, what are...
Well, there was a program. You know,
we have a
about yeah. that, and where did that ever go? Because we had a request from somebody asking about that. That never went anywhere.
It's in our bylaws or rules and regs.
I remember there was somebody asked about how
right.
it would work, and we never resolved that.
Well,
original membership provided
that is a right of the ranch.
On
yeah.
the ranch.
That's right.
They bring them
in the fall for their meat.
We brought that up. In the meeting, I remember, but there was some questions about it, and it never got resolved.
Well, the reason we didn't pursue it any further is that we had 600 goats on the ranch. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, it was hard. You know, Brent was bringing his cattle in later and taking them out later, and we had issues already. Now we're
we
just
never resolved, like, what's the process for that? If I want to go do that or anybody wants to go do that.
You can bring your two cows on and take them off.
Is there
okay.
a need
just,
to vaccinate? Is
yeah,
there,
is there any
well,
they, do we need to get permission from the board? That
well, yeah, because we obviously we can't have 250 members have two cows each. That's not going to work, you know. We don't, you know.
I think we... Let's move on with these other things through the winter, and we get these out. We can rebuild something that
right now
takes care of the ranch and still preserves the
right of those that do choose to do that.
Yeah, there's some documentation within the guidance of the ranch that says exactly
yeah.
the rules set
right.
down.
There's not a. I don't know that there's anyone right now that's wanting to do that, and right now wouldn't be the time anyway. It would be next year.
Yeah.
So when come next year, if they, you know, we can do that. We have to manage the size of the herd, and they'd have to be responsible for taking care of their cattle. You can't have, you know, expect the ranch manager to run these that cattle that, you know, keep them off the forest and all these
we
other kinds of
things. We can't expect Brent Robinson to do all of our work.
And, well, that's true.
Right.
Okay. But Brent's not doesn't have a lease with this anymore, so we